This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
And the Lord said that night, the glory is going to begin to come in April in a way that you've never seen it before. And then it's going to increase and increase and increase more and more and more. And in April, there was a great meeting down in Florida, and things began to happen. And I'm seeing the glory of God. I'm seeing what I used to see. I'm seeing even more, sometimes in certain ways. Oh, and my heart is so happy. Oh, I almost feel like, you know, the whole thing has happened already. But at the same time, in the same breath, I have seen an attack from the enemy of God against the saints of God like I've never seen ever. And oft times from the wild blue yonder, just something out of nowhere, psing. And the last in my own family at the beginning of this year, some ungodly attacks came, things that you wouldn't even imagine could come. And I hadn't undergone an attack. And the enemy will attack you in different ways, you know. And my family, I'm just telling you, I love my kids. You know? I just love them. I take my daughters, my boys won't let me do it, and I rock them. I get them in a rocking chair and rock them. And one's 36, and one's 32. And I kissed those boys. I went by and visited one of them yesterday, and I got him down and smothered him in kisses.
Glory to God.
I love them.
Yes.
And when the devil tries to hurt them, and then I saw another people, attacks of the enemy. The last time that we'd had an attack in our family like this was in the early 80s. My lightning flash, fast mind, like Brother Cap said, put it together. It's when the glory was coming. I have heard of brethren who love each other, who preach the same gospel for 25 years, falling out. I said, God, what is it? What is this? So he said, he has a way to put you in your place, doesn't he? He said, what days are these, the last days? Do you preach about, I preach about it all the time, Lord. That's what I always preach. Because the bottom line of all my preaching is, Jesus is coming soon. He said, all right, what did I tell you the devil would do in the last days? Everything's in the Word, folks, everything. He'll always take you to the Word. So I went over to the book of Revelation. Turn there with me. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're Word people, because we have about 300 scriptures this morning. No, I lied. If the glory gets big, I don't want it to. Revelation chapter 13. Is that right? No, 12. 12. Was that you helping me, Martha? Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. We'll take the end of the verse. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And this word in the Greek, kairos, means a fixed, set time. The devil has only a certain time. I'm glad that I'm in a place where I don't have to preach all of this, that you know it. I can just quickly refer to it. That when Adam was given dominion on the earth, he turned and gave the dominion to the devil. God had worked on the earth earth is billions of years old, but man as we know him, Adam, has only been here 6,000 years. Now God worked in the restoration of earth for 6 days. The Bible says that God sees a day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. So God worked 6 days. He turned to Adam and he said, I'm going to see what you can do now with it. You take a work week at it. And he gave Adam a work week, a dominion on earth, an earth week. Adam took that authority, that dominion that God gave him, and handed it to the devil. Now, that's called Adam's lease on the earth. He had a 6-day lease, about a 6,000-year lease. That lease he handed to Satan. That lease has a, you know when your lease is up on your apartment, don't you? Or your house? Or your car? There's a date, a fixed time when Adam's lease is up. God never moves illegally. This is a book of the law. These are God's laws that he works in. He never works outside the law. Satan usurps and comes in outside the law, but God works legally and lawfully. He handed that lease over to Adam. Adam sublet it to the devil. But there's a day coming when the lease runs out. That's a fixed, appointed date. And that date, we're not going to have to put up with that devil 1 second longer than we have to. That date, he's out of here. I don't know what that date is. But the devil does. And he sees it's shortening. So he has great wrath as that day approaches. Then the Lord said to me, now, back up. So I backed up. Verse 10, the end of the verse says, you can tell about the devil by what he's called in the Bible. He's called the Lord of Flies. Isn't that a bad name? Lots of different things. Thief, robber, murderer. And here he's called in verse 10, the end of the verse, the accuser of our brethren. He is the accuser of our brethren. That's why you don't want to ever get on his side and begin accusing the brethren. Because when the Lord Jesus always intercedes, he's the advocate of the brethren. But the side of the devil is he's the accuser of the brethren. So when you get over on accusing the brethren, you're on his side. The accuser of the brethren, he's called here, which accused them before our God day and night. He never rests. Jim Caseman says he is a good devil. He didn't go to sleep on the job. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. But they overcame him. Overcame. Not one thought of once losing. They overcame him. It is the will of God that we overcome him every time. How did they overcome him? They overcame him by, number one, not number two, not number three, not number 10, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their own lives, and you can include in this their self-lives, to the death. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me, what did I tell you to do about him? I told you to overcome him by the blood. The number one weapon, the number one offense, the number one defense, the basis of our salvation is the blood of Jesus Christ. And in overcoming him, I have found in the study that the Lord has led me on through since that time, when you make much of the blood makes much of you. I found that during the years, at the very time, 1904 through 1908, when Pentecost was coming great upon this scene, right along with Pentecost came a revelation. This is the last generations coming up, the last century, and Jesus is coming, and another revelation, make much of the blood. And through the years in church history, I've studied that when they talked about the blood, when they sang about the blood, when they made much of the blood, the glory came and the church arose. When they put down the blood, forgot about the blood. I can remember when there was a major denomination that took every blood book song out of their songbook. They said, we don't want our children to be frightened by the blood. And that's become one of the deadest denominations in the earth. I was told by Bill and Renee Morris that they were told in some places where they go sing, don't sing about Jesus coming. And they said, and there was a move on. I don't want to say in what area, but not to sing about the blood. And he said, when they told me that, the Lord told me, you know, Bill and Renee Morris, they're really good. He said, the Lord told me, I want you to put out an album. I'm going to give you some new songs about the blood, and I want you to conclude the old ones, and I want you to name the album Nothing But the Blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the children are singing about the blood. They're talking about the blood. And when you go home, you're going to be talking about the blood. And the blood is connected to the glory. It is the blood that makes way. It made way for the high priest in the Old Testament. Only the high priest once a year could go unto God, but the Bible says, not without blood. And he put blood upon his ear, and blood upon his right thumb, and blood upon his toe, and he went into the manifested presence of God, the only person on earth that could go. But thank God Jesus went into the high place that is above with his own precious blood. And the Bible says the way to the holiest is made open for us by the blood. He was speaking of the high priest, Pastor Pearson, and that Jesus was there in that presence. And the Bible tells us, we'll get more about this later on in the week, that in that holy presence with that high priest place, high priest.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447, or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.
Everybody likes the glory.